little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, our contestant today is Ed in Phoenixville. He's a longtime caller. He says he's never competed in Beat the Hammer. We know he knows his stuff. He's competing not only for the glory of the win, but he's also got the shot to win the Eagles retro knit hat. And Beat the Hammer is brought to you by First Trust Bank, who encourages you to challenge your bank. I mean, I'll say this. Ed in Phoenixville is challenging me, which I think is a little strange, but okay, whatever. Hey, here's the deal about First Trust Bank. They're the largest family-owned commercial bank in our region, founded in South Philly, 1934, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles with a record of 261 and 41. We welcome Ed in Phoenixville, who has a record of 0-0. Ed, why are you challenging me, fool?
I mean, you play to win the game.
You do, except if, like, you're going to face Mike Tyson. If you don't have a big payday, you don't get in the ring. Like, why take the punch to the face? You know what I mean?
Well, this is Buster Douglas talking to you.
Yes!
Let's go.
All right, well, you show your late 80s, early 90s boxing knowledge with
Buster
Douglas.
Let's hope you're
Douglas.
In Tokyo.
What was that, 91?
91, I believe, yes.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. All right, Ed, we do know you know your stuff. I mean, you called us a million times. So, just James was saying that you were telling him that you have long tried to get in and never did. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's unsuccessful. So I had to, change the game a little bit.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Ed, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I still think you're a fool for challenging me. But hey. I welcome the W headed my way. Ed, good luck to you, pal.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, scram. Get out of here. Enough of this.
He's scramming. I do think he's doing a good job of trying to convince himself, Ed. He's feeling confident, but it might be manufactured. As he walks off into the sunset right now, I do think he's concerned. Deep down, through it all, through all the bravado. I believe Joe knows it's his time. He's due.
Yeah, he can't convince himself that you don't know sports because he knows you know sports.
True
so,
that.
You know, we're off to a good start.
Very exciting.
All right, is
we'll
he safe?
See if I do here.
Yeah. Is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
Okay. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer. Eddie, ready to roll, my friend?
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds as soon as the question is finished. Our category for the week, shout out to our Phils winning the NL East. They've done that 12 times in their history. We are talking about those 12 teams. NL East division winning Phillies teams. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. The clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Question number one. The Phillies have only won 100 or more games in back-to-back seasons one time in their history. Name one of the 2 years it happened.
2011.
What 2007 All-Star hitter for the Phillies was not on the 2008 Phillies?
Pass.
Mike Schmidt is one of four hitters on the 1983 Phillies who won a ring in 1980. Name one of the other three.
Greg Luzinski.
The 2007 to 2011 Phillies clinched the NL East against the same opponent three times. Name that team.
Mets.
Two players were members of both the 1983 and 1993 Phillies. Name one of them.
Milt Thompson.
What?
Fine.
Oh, no, Eddie. Tough. I don't think zero will tie. It's tough, Eddie. It happens. But I think the Hammer's going to do better than that. We'll find out. They're not easy, per se. We're going to put you on hold. We'll wave the Hammer back in.
Put smiles on. Pretend.
I think he's going to crush it.
Good.
I do too, Rhea.
Yeah,
we'll find out. You never know.
We can see him approaching in this new setup from much farther away.
Oh, so you get a look.
Man, is he pinked up. Oh, as pinked up as I've seen in years, Jimmy.
Really? Now, wow, so this is music. This music is very appropriate for today.
True that. True. Very, very true. But he's doing his best to appear confident, show a little swag,
It's clearly longer. We never get through this much of the music, so that's good.
Ready to rock.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, you ready, Hammer?
How you feel?
A little nervous.
You look a little unsettled.
Of course I'm unsettled. You know, this guy's challenging.
More unsettled than normal?
Yeah. Haven't eaten yet.
Good.
Was up till 12:45 last night.
Haven't eaten. What were you doing till 12:45?
I couldn't sleep. It's the typical deal. You take the nap and then.
The nap's the killer.
When it's time to go to sleep, you
can't
sleep.
Can I tell you something? I went to bed at 5 p.m. last night.
Well, you're lucky.
Oh, my God.
You took advantage of Phillies game.
Yeah, I did. I feel so much better today. So.
Well, get ready, James, for.
That's why I did it. I did it because I was like, I'm taking this now.
It's incredible.
I feel you. All right, you ready to roll here?
I've been ready. By the way, 261 wins, which is 261 more than Ed in Phoenix. Well, how did he do, by the way?
All right. You ready to roll here yet?
Been.
Okay. Our category for the week. Shout out to Red October. We're doing 12 times the Philadelphia Phillies have won the NL East. We're talking about Philadelphia division winning teams this week. Are you ready?
No, hold on. I just need to clarify. You said NL East. So like the 1950 Phillies don't count.
1969 forward.
Fair enough.
When the NL East began. That is
NL
correct.
East, they've won
nice 12. Look at you. You're already on your game.
Okay, they've won the NL East 12 times.
That's
and
correct.
This is about Red Octobers in the NL East era.
Yes. So 1969 forward, the teams that have won the NL East. You ready?
Fine, which would not be the last two. Okay.
Ed did not have all these questions.
I mean, I'm just wanting to clarify.
Which is correct. Yes, would not be the last two. That is correct. All right, you ready to roll here?
Sure, I've been ready. Paul Owens, by the way.
Question number one.
Okay.
The Phillies have won only 100 or more games in back.
So wait, the question is what?
I will start over it. The clock will start as soon as the question is asked. Here we go.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Phillies have only won 100 or more games in back-to-back seasons one time in their history. Name one of the 2 years it happened.
77.
What 2007 All-Star hitter for the Phillies was not on the 2008 Phillies?
Aaron Rowan.
Mike Schmidt is one of four hitters on the 1983 Phillies who won a ring in 1980. Name one of the other three.
Gary Maddux.
The 2007-11 Phillies clinched the NL East against the same opponent three times. Name that team.
Well, it's either, I'm going to say either. It's either the Marlins or the Nationals. I'm going to go with the Nationals.
Two players were members of both the 1983 and 1993 Phillies. Name one of them.
Larry Anderson.
Up! Frickin' yeah! Hammer time, baby!
And we're not talking MC.
The Hammer! 262!
Well, you don't know what Ed got.
Yes, he's a loser. I told you coming in, he's a fool and a loser. What did he do?
You won 5-0.
And this guy knows something, which shows you the grit. I mean, why do we even bother? Listen. There was the Roman Empire, the Hammer Empire. I went Caesar on his ass. I'm going to get thrown out of the Borgata, by the way, for screaming.
I'm a little worried.
It's going to be a security issue soon. We're just doing a radio show, ladies and gentlemen. It's just Sports Talk Radio. We're having some fun. It's a segment where I kick ass. Ed in Phoenixville, what happened to you?
Oh,
what happened, fool?
I took a risk. I prepared for Tampa Bay Bucks Eagles trivia, and it wasn't the right.
Ed, you know topic. Sports. Like, you know sports. I don't understand.
Did you
choke?
Oh, yeah, it was a major choke job, Reggie Miller style.
Reggie Miller was saying that the Knicks had choked. He wasn't the choker.
Yes.
He was
no
saying
kidding.
That the Knicks had choked. So
would have gotten that one wrong, too.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And Ed, let me just say to everyone listening.
Rhea, just kicking him when he's down there.
But here's the point. This goes to show there are a lot of callers that get on that know sports. But one of them.
Okay. Ed. The story is you actually prepared today for Eagles versus Buccaneers, and you thought you sort of had a secret plan that might work. You put all your chips in on that one, and then that wasn't the line of questioning. Is that what?
No, I just, this makes
that what
my,
happened.
This makes I, my weekend.
Oh my God! Really?
It really does. All right, Ed. This is like when you get out of a pool as a man, right?
What?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Ed, 262 for the Hammer. Ed, you don't even get the parting gift. But we thank you for being a participant and a great caller. But I told you, Ed, they challenge me, they lose. Ed, stay well, buddy. Have a good weekend.
I'm
enjoy
sorry,
the game.
Ed.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Good
we love you, Ed.
I mean, listen, I do love
it. It was
Ed.
A good try.
Joe, I have to say that after, you know, he went over, I said to James before you were walking over, I said, Joe's going to crush these.
And then I said, I agree.
I have no doubt.
Wow.
Well, I knew it was a wheelhouse.
Here's the deal. Yeah. That guy challenged me. He failed. You do not have to fail in commercial banking. Challenge your bank. If you're not with First Trust Bank, challenge them. And challenge them to do better for you. If they don't, leave them. Get yourself to First Trust Bank, where they will take your business to new heights. Beat the Hammer, 262. Let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
How close was I to maybe having security come over here? Was that
messed
getting
a little? Well, no.
The people checking in were very startled.
They were.
There were lines today. And it's the front desk. So this is people, everyone who's just walking in. It's their first experience at this gorgeous casino. Okay. And they're ready to stay and enjoy. And there's you screaming.
Screeching
at the top of your lungs. They were concerned. They were worried.
Well, what do I do?
No one would bat an eye if it was 9 o'clock at night. Because it's a casino and there's a lot going on.
That's true.
At 7:45 in the morning, a little bit different.
You're right.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.